Hello everybody, welcome to the Huddersfield Town Preview Show. We're up in the Terriers Together upper tier with manager Lee Grant. Lee, a busy week again before a not so busy week. Just give us your thoughts on the weekend and Stockport County if you would.
Look, another tough fixture. One we're looking forward to incredibly, I have to say. Obviously off the back of a really strong away performance down at Exeter, to be back here now with a good opposition. An exciting game is one we're obviously looking forward to. I know the group is, and I certainly am. One we're excited about for sure.
How is it after having a couple of away games to come back home? We've obviously trying to whip up the atmosphere a little bit more because it's the first game under our ownership now, having a bit of a housewarming, as we're calling it. Is it nice to feel those home comforts again after a couple of weeks?
Yeah, and look, you know, going away in any division is tough. And like I said, you know, the performance and the result down at Exeter was really good, really strong performance. Obviously the clean sheet and result, really nice. Being greedy, I feel like we should have had a bit more in terms of goals, but coming back here now, importantly, we want to really back up some of the, you know, really good work we've done here already across the course of the season. We've been strong here, we want to remain strong here. A really good test for that, of course, this weekend with a side that have, over the last couple of years, really developed, really kicked on as a football club, a good manager that has them set up really well, lots of consistency in terms of the things they've had success with last year, with the physicality, but also really good quality, and a structure and organisation that's really familiar to them. So for us, these are the tests that we really look forward to. And, you know, for me personally, the same, up against a really good manager. So a good game for us, and one that, like I say, I'm really excited about.
That's nice to hear. The past couple of times we've done this and I've asked about team news, unfortunately there's been negative things to share, but this week there's a more positive spin on things.
Yeah, and welcome news in that obviously having Mikel Miller back with us on the grass this week's been really good for the group, and of course for Mikel, most importantly, he's really stepped up in terms of his training this week, so that's been great to see. Anthony Evans, again, boots on the grass with the group. It's really good. It's important for us because we've got some big fixtures coming up over the next couple of months, and we want to have as many, you know, many of our good players available to us as possible. So having those two back with us now is, you know, is very welcome, that's for sure.
We saw Lyndon coming through some managed minutes in midweek as well, which is also welcome.
Yeah, we had to be really mindful that you know, Harrogate was going to be Lyndon's first game back, so we planned carefully around what sort of exposure we wanted to give Lyndon, and he came through that fine. So we're really pleased with that because now he's had the week leading into Harrogate. He's had, you know, 60 minutes in the game, back with us again on the grass today, training, working hard. So look, that's another positive outcome for us and for the squad. So we're really pleased with that also.
You mentioned Mikel and Anthony. Mikel's a player that started the season wonderfully, a really positive player and man. So it's nice to have him back for those reasons. But Anthony's an interesting one as well because we haven't had opportunity to speak about him much because he got injured towards the tail end of pre-season, having been involved a lot. But he's potentially a really important player and person for us as well.
Yeah, and I think, you know, those fans who were dedicated enough to be watching us in Austria and against Barrow and Lincoln in pre-season will have seen how important, you know, Anthony was to the group. And certainly in terms of my planning and my thought processes around what we'd have available to us this season, you know, I was planning to have another important member of the squad there in Anthony, and it was obviously, you know, really disappointing for him and for all of us that his start to the season has been curtailed in that fashion. But he has put in a lot of work and is now in a place where he's really chomping at the bit in terms of wanting to be back and available. So that's great, and like I said, we see Anthony as an important member of the group, and somebody that can add a different dimension to what we have, and that's important. We've tried to do that across all of the positions, have have different options with different super strengths and with different characteristics, whether that be personality traits or whether that be technical or tactical traits. And Anthony's got, and what I believe can be, a real difference maker for us. So yeah, looking forward to having both him and Mikel back around it.
With next week after the Stockport fixture being an empty week in terms of fixtures, now that the Luton game's been postponed due to internationals on their part, in a perverse way, I know you guys would want to be playing as much as possible, but having that additional week, is that a positive for those guys that are on the fringe of getting back into the squad to have an extra week of fitness and training behind them?
Yeah, probably. But also, I think we probably have both Anthony and Mikel available for Luton regardless. So there's also probably a side of them too that are saying, I wish the Luton game was on and I could, you know, get on with getting back
week
into,
to wait
yeah, into the squad and into the team. So, we have to, with the news that fixture is now off, we have to make sure we get the balance right. Yes, we've had an intense schedule. Yes, we've put a lot of work in over the first 10 games and this block, you know, leading up to this international break. So it does give us an opportunity to think about how we weight the work. But we also, and, you know, I love being on the grass every day, and we've got players that want to learn. So let's use the opportunity to work. Let's use the opportunity to develop and, work on things that we wouldn't have the opportunity to ordinarily because of the short time frame between games. So we'll do that. We'll use the time wisely, and we'll make sure we get plenty of growth in and development in as a group.
The last thing I want to ask you, just because you bring up that 10-game milestone, we obviously know how analytical you are and how self-reflective you can be when we've spoken to you for unrestricted things. 10 games in as manager of the club now, even more with the Cups. How are you feeling? How's this first block, first period been for you?
Yeah, good. Selfishly, I'm always asking for more, and I always want more. I demand a lot of myself, and in turn, my coaching staff, my analysts, everybody at the football club, obviously the players being top of that list, we demand a lot. And we've had lots of positive moments in this opening block of games. We've had some incredible highs in the cup fixtures, and we've had some really strong performances in the league. We opened the season with goals, and we've had, you know, great moments and clean sheets and lots of stuff that when I do and have already had the time to reflect on this period, lots of things that we can be really settled and pleased about. But also, I'm always pushing and striving for more. So, a lot of the things that I look at and I'm analysing, it's with an eye on how we can be better, and it's with an eye on how we can keep developing the group and pushing the group and finding ways to, whether it's to execute better, whether it's to keep 10 clean sheets out of 10 in the next block rather than 6 out of 10. It's all of those things. So, yeah, of course, we have to be realistic about our aims for sure. It doesn't stop us, and myself in particular, from striving and pushing. And I'll continue to do that over the course of the next 10 as well.
Lee, thank you so much for that as ever. And
cheers,
best of luck on Saturday.
Thanks, mate.
If anybody wants to be with us at the Ecu Stadium on Saturday, our home properly now, feel free to get your tickets online. Welcome back, everybody, to the Huddersfield Town Preview Show. I'm pleased to be joined by goalkeeper Lee Nichols. Lee, your second time on the Preview Show, your first returning guest. For yourself, back in the team at the minute, got your place back at the moment, playing really well, an amazing save down at Exeter, and the new contract as well. It's been a really positive few weeks and months for you.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a whirlwind for 5 months, but it's something that I'm obviously buzzing about being back in the team, but it's up to me now to stay in the team and keep pushing the lads, and hopefully we can carry our current form on. I know Saturday's going to be difficult, to say the least. But it's up to us to go out there and put on a performance and, build on what's happened.
A couple of clean sheets for you recently as well, and I'm sure just with that regularity of playing, confidence is growing with that, and familiarity with the lads around you in defence.
Yeah, I think it's still... a new group. It's a new squad. Never mind a new group in defence, but it's a new squad. It's about us gelling. It's about us getting to know, you know, our sort of tendencies, maybe our strengths, our weaknesses, and building on what we've done, building on us as a unit, as a group, and you know, keep on growing as a squad, keep on growing as a team, and trying to become a really good team.
When we announced your new contract, which is obviously fantastic news for everybody, you spoke really nicely about how much the club has grown to mean to you and feeling at home here, not just you, but the family as well. Just talk to us about that, because it's a big decision to sign a long contract that at a club.
Yeah, I think it comes from when I first signed. You know, I think I signed and I was a bit of an unknown. I think I come from MK and it was sort of, you know, I come in and it was coming to fight for the shirt, and you know, as soon as I got my opportunity, I think the fans were brilliant with me and yeah, backed me the whole way. From a personal point of view, I didn't think that the story was finished. You know, so I think when I sat down with the missus and you know, it made sense for us not to move, and it made sense that, you know, one of the things I said to her was, I don't think my story's finished. And yeah, it was a no-brainer for me to sign it, to play, to get my head down, to push Owen, to push the lads, and push the club forward. I think when I first signed, it was, you know, it was 90 minutes away from the Premier League after the first season, and then from then on, I feel like the club has obviously gone backwards, but I think now with the chairman, I think the chairman's done it the right way. He's invested money, he's bought the stadium, he's invested in Huddersfield as a place as well. I think he's doing it the right way. I think with the recruitment, with the gaffer and the coaches, I just feel like the club's going in the right direction again, and I feel like, yeah, I think that I'd like to be the next step in my story that we get promoted.
That's really nicely said, and it's interesting hearing you talk about all the things that have changed and grown on the field, but you've been through a lot in your life off the field as well. Since you've been at the club, you're a married man now, you're going to be a new father soon. It's nice to have all of those major life milestones as part of your Huddersfield Town story as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, I feel like it does feel like a family, this club. I feel like, you know, I think the fans will tell you when they're not happy, but they'll also tell you when they love you. And yeah, I feel like that's something that I really appreciate. It's something, you know, if you don't play well, then you don't play well, and they're going to let you know. If you play well, then they're going to, you know, hug you after the game. It is what it is. It's football at the end of the day. But I think personal milestones, it's something that, you know, I think the clubs give me a lot since I've been here. And yeah, it's nice that, like, when I look back, when it's all said and done, I look back at my time here and I'll have so many good memories off the field as well as on.
Your relationship with the supporters is overwhelmingly positive as well. They absolutely adore you. The messages we receive from them when we announced the contracts were huge. We see the reception they give you in the stands every week as well. How much does that mean to you after, like you say, everything we've been through over the past few years, that relationship's never really been dented?
That means a lot. I think for a player, it's always easier to play in front of fans that love you than it is the fans that hate you. It's, you know, you're going to play better when someone loves you, and I feel like that's been something that has played into my story over the years, that the appreciation has always been there, the love's always been there, and I think it's a club that is built on hard work, in my opinion, and it's something that I base my game off, is something that I come in and every day, regardless of what's going on, I give you everything I've got on the training pitch, and I think, you know, I'd like to think I'd do the same in games. Maybe sometimes I'm not, my performance maybe didn't match where I'd like it to be, but, you know, I like to think I always try to be counted.
We've got a big game here at the weekend against Stockport. We've called it a bit of a housewarming, given we've taken the stadium over since then as well, so we're expecting a big atmosphere. You've seen the new big screen for the first time walking here as well. Just talk to us about the preparation for that game and what we're hoping to get out of it.
I think we've got to go in being confident. You know, I think we've kept two clean sheets. You know, we've created a hell of a lot of opportunities at Exeter, but, you know, make no mistake, it's going to be a really tough game. You know, I think Stockport were in the playoffs last year. They were a good side. We played them towards the end of the season last season, and they were by far the better team. You know, they're well drilled. They will play football if you give them the time. They will. They have the opportunity to go over you as well. So we need to be on it. In my opinion, we need to be bang at it from the first whistle, stick together as a team, and I genuinely think it'll be a real test for us.
Lee, best of luck, and thanks again for your time.
Thank you.